Hi, this is comedian Mary Santora, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Elizabeth Seaman. Enjoy.
Welcome to The Default Setting, where we find out what makes you tick, because we have ways of making you talk. I'm your host, Jess Falstick.
And I'm your co-host, Elizabeth Seaman.
Today we have part two of our clip show extravaganza. We're just going to play some of the never-before-heard clips of the show where we were just shooting the shit with people prior to recording. Or, we were recording, but just the initial... I guess warm-up we do with just talking to everybody about bullshit.
Hi, we have our guest, if anyone remembers our model from Couch Gags.
Zoe.
Zoe, the dog, is licking my arm and bonking her head.
So every once in a while you just hear like a thumping and then like a...
like her tail. Like, okay, Zoe.
I can hear like the thumping.
Hi, Zoe. She's just staring at me with sad eyes.
Zoe.
You're fine.
We were talking earlier about how we needed Zoe to, like, shut her eyes so we didn't feel guilt. Like, we just couldn't stand.
Well, you know, she just take a nap because she's got her big sad eyes.
Big sad eyes.
Sure, her head is just in my lap looking up at me. And I'm like, okay, that's nice. I love you, too. Don't be sad.
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
So today, our first clip. The first clip that we're going to share, we're going to go through today. What the fuck am I saying?
I don't know. Maybe it worked out better when you were high and I was drunk.
Maybe. The magic is gone.
Oh, God. What are we, just ourselves?
I know. No one wants to hear that shit. No one wants to hear that shit. Our first clip today comes from the episode we had with Kevin Ross.
Yeah, Kevin Ross, if you remember, was on a date.
He was on a date, and this is us getting his episode set up. His basically just trying to get his phone working so that he could actually do the podcast. Getting your phone set up there and everything?
Is it a blurry? Is it
a little bit? I don't know if the camera is just smudged or
foggy looking. Yeah.
I think it just looks hazy, maybe because of the background.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, there we go.
It was pizza sauce.
Oh, pizza sauce!
It was sauced.
Oh, yes. Damn, pizza sauce.
Hey, you should be glad that's all it was.
All right. Oh, yeah, see, now I can see you. That's
oh,
okay.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
That's so much better. Is there, do you mind hold, like, I mean, is there a good place for you just to set it? So you have to hold?
I can't kneel and do this.
Yeah.
Let me pull this out.
It's like watching Born Supremacy. It's awesome.
I don't know if you know Brio and Crocodile.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to work here, so we have the full run of the back and the outside.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Fine. That's awesome. All right. All right. I think we're good. Are you guys good?
Yep.
Okay. So then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and get started. I'll introduce you. We'll talk about what your default setting is. And I mean, honestly, we just end up having we just all either get drunk and or high and just chat about, we just shoot the shit for like an hour for the most part.
Okay.
And then, we also at the end, if you've got anything you want to promote, this will probably air in like 2 to 3 weeks. So if you've got anything upcoming you want to promote, just kind of think about that. As well as any social media you want to promote, I'll ask you about that at the end, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, who knows how. You know me, Jess. This is probably out quickly.
Oh, good times. All right.
Let's just hope that Christine's still talking to me after work.
You're a good sport, Christine. All right, that was Kevin Ross.
And you got some behind the scenes.
Well, and what I liked about that clip, you know, it's it's not bad interesting, except to say, like, it really exemplified how completely...
casual?
Disjointed that whole episode was. Because literally, I need to make, like... I keep saying it. I need to make a video. Because that one was fucking funny. Like, it's, like, Kevin on his phone, and you can just see, like, the phone...
Yeah, he's trying to prop it, find something on the table to prop it up against, like, to lean it over, and some things are clearly not working.
Like, yeah. I love Gigi's just casual, like, oh, it's just, like, the Bourne supremacy right now. Like, she's just casually dropping, like, these, like, amazing one-liners that I don't even catch half the time. And that was it. It was blurry the whole time, and I'm like, why is this so fucking blurry? And it's because
he had, like, is it the connection?
Or? Yeah, pizza sauce on his camera. Just pizza sauce. On his camera.
I mean, it's an easy fix. I'll take it.
Yeah, and then, like...
super easy fix.
And then he's on this first date with this lovely woman who just was infinitely patient with all of the nonsense.
Lovely Christine from Scotland.
Yep.
Who's, like, the pipe... She was, like, in a pipe band, pipe and drum band or something, and does murder mysteries.
Yeah.
The dinner theater murder mystery stuff.
We actually probably should have spent most of our time interviewing her and not Kevin in retrospect.
I mean, poor Kevin. She sounded really fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean, I will infinitely give him credit for the fact that he did not cancel. Like, he was on a first date, and he did not, like, oh, I gotta reschedule, I forgot, or, like... I mean, he just literally made it fucking work, which is, like, more than I can say for just about anybody who has been on the
show. Maybe it helped him on his date. Like, ooh, look at how interesting I am now. Like, just people want to talk to me.
Want to talk to me. Well, he did.
This podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. This award-winning podcast just has to interview me right now.
I know. Well, and he even... message, he DM'd me like a week or two later, and he was like, Christine still wants to go out with me, and I was like, yay!
Hey there, we can give the people an update.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they still
got together again after.
They did. I don't know what became of them since then, but
not
as far
important
as...
now. That's the happy update the people want. We'll tell you if they get married. If they don't, everybody don't ask.
If they have kids, they have to name them Elizabeth and Jess. Because
they'll adopt some pets and name it.
Yeah, that's true. They're probably not having kids naturally at their ages. Well, but hey, you know, let's be realistic. They could have pets, or they could have some crazy fluke children at their ages. We can say this because we know they're not listening because aforementioned ages, they don't listen to podcasts, and they don't know how to listen to podcasts. Oh, except your mom. Your mom listens to our podcast. Hi, Elizabeth's mom.
My grandma listened to an episode or two.
Oh, nice.
Actually, she's asking about it. She's just like, what's that show, that thing you're talking about? And I was just like, okay, grandma. Because she's got, like, the basic, like, the iPhone SE.
Okay.
Where she texts people and calls it faxing. And so I'm like, crap, what's, like, a safe episode for grandma? she's got it.
No, yeah. I don't think there's a single episode where I'm not yelling the F-bomb every 5 seconds.
I gave her the one with Daniel Brady that we had on.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I was like, oh, that's a chill one. She, a lot of her family members were in the service and things like that. Yeah. Oh, gosh, she'll appreciate this. This will be good.
No, Daniel's a nice man, and we talked about nice things that were very sincere. So that is a very good, safe quote-unquote.
So if you need an episode of the show to give your grandma, guys, I recommend the Daniel Brady episode. Judge for yourself. I don't know your grandma like that, but...
It's funny. Yeah. I think most of the ones where we had Marines, because we had we've had a couple of Marines on here. There was one with our friend Sam. He actually talked about, he was born with brain cancer, and then about being, I believe, in the service. So there are a few family friendly ones, quote unquote family friendly ones. Yeah. The language isn't always great, but
you have Adam Janovic on, right?
I feel like we should have, but I don't remember having him on.
Probably not if we didn't.
You should enlist him this
week.
But
I will enlist him. He's also a Marine.
I know. Yeah. You should definitely recruit him this week. We've had Josh Lawhorn on.
Yes, the other one. So I'm like, I know Josh and Adam are both Marines.
Yeah, so we should definitely have him on because he would be a good person to talk to also. It was funny, a former guest of the show, Ray Roberts, reached out to me yesterday because he wanted to know if I had a Toast Prattle video of them. And I gotta find that. I gotta remind myself. If I do have that, I probably put it on, like, a flash drive or some shit. Because I remember I recorded, a whole show. Our next guest is also a comedian, or our next clip is also a comedian. Katie Moynihan dropped in. We love Katie. She's very nice and talented. Mm-hmm. She dropped in to discuss her default setting of Grin and Bear It.
They'll do an initial, because it's at Upright Citizens Brigade. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
They'll do, like, an initial, like, they'll have a, there was a group of people singing parody songs, like, but they were all about marijuana. So, like, they did a song called I Want It Subway, and it was the Backstreet Boys song.
Okay, I wanted that one.
Yeah, and and then they did Kokomo, but, like, just with words about marijuana. And then they did, like, they had these three girls come out. There's a show called Florida Girls, I think, coming out, and there's these three comedians that are in it. And they had them come out on a panel, but they got them extremely high backstage for, like, a couple hours before the show.
Oh, started. Wow.
And then as you're walking in, the first 50 people, which we were, in the door got a bag full of edibles.
Oh, my God.
Free joints.
That's amazing.
Lighters. And then you could bring your own weed, which we did. So I ate, like, half an edible. Oh, I smoked, God, like, half a joint. I smoked, like, everybody else was, like, passing stuff, so I was just smoking whatever was getting passed to me.
Oh, my God.
And I did not know it was possible to be this hungover from being high. Like,
I was going to say, that's my favorite part of smoking is, like, I'm not hungover.
Exactly. And that's what I woke up this morning and, like, it's definitely not anywhere nearly as bad as it would have been if I would have been drinking. But yeah, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, my head hurts so much. And my eyes are, like, super puffy. Yeah, because the other thing is, it was so the 420 shows start at midnight here. And this was up in Hollywood, which is, like, even with no traffic, it's, like, a half hour from us. So we didn't get home until almost 3. And then we were all wired because, like, we were just having so much fun. So I think we just, like, laid awake and, like, laughed about different stuff that happened until, like, 3:30 or something. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. I just literally wolfed this giant, like, pretzel breakfast sandwich. and I have my coffee, so I think we're doing okay. Yeah. How are you both? Katie, it is so nice to finally sort of meet you.
I know, meet face to face, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you are killing it there on the scene.
Oh, thank you.
It's
so much fun. I just, like, love, like, meeting everyone and talking to everyone. So it's been, like, such a good experience so far.
Good. I'm glad. It can be a really, as long as you stick with the right people, it can be an extremely supportive and fun scene.
Right.
So. And I made friends with Lizzie through the scene. So.
Yay! I know, and congrats to you guys on your award-winning podcast. That's awesome.
I know, I'm like, I think we should do the intro today, like, oh, welcome to the award-winning.
Yeah, well, we we technically could have done that with the Kevin Ross show a couple weeks ago, but that one was chaotic. I don't know if, Katie, if you heard about that one. That one was insane.
Okay, so I was, like, listening to, like, different episodes before this, because I was like, I want to be, like, an idea of what's going on. So I listened obviously to, like, Mary's episode, which was awesome, and I listened to Brett Thomas's episode. So I didn't get to the Kevin one, but I want to listen to it. I just can't even imagine, like,
he was on a first date when it was all going down too. Oh. Like, he was at Crocker Park on a first date
with, and he was, like, on his phone with you guys.
I mean, you gotta hand it to him. Like, most people have canceled for way less. Like, I've had so many people cancel on me, be like, you know, I'm hungover, I forgot, whatever. Right. And this dude has a first date. He's on it. I text him. I'm like, hey, you ready to get together in an hour? He was like, oh, shit, sure. And then we get on, and I just see him, like, fucking with his phone, and it's all, like, blurry.
Oh, my God, yeah, he kept moving it around, like, trying to prop it up against, like, a salt shaker or something.
And then at one point, he's like, what did he say? Oh, I was like, you know, you're kind of blurry. And he was like, oh, there's pizza sauce on the camera. And he just starts, like, wiping the camera off.
It was seriously just stuff on the phone.
And his date was so nice. Like, she was super chill about the whole thing.
Okay.
She does murder mysteries.
Yeah.
Oh,
And she's a bagpiper. She's from Scotland.
So basically everything we just said, we talked about in that
case. I was saying, should we cut out the camera?
No.
Yeah, we can cut that out.
Are you sure we just said it all?
Yeah, we can just totally cut that out. Okay. Yeah, so that was Katie Moynihan. Loved having her on. She's super sweet. And
yeah, she is.
She is the host of the weekly Around the Corner showcase and open mic on Mondays at 10 p.m. at Around the Corner in Lakewood.
Yep. So go I'm glad check her. She's so excited about it, too. Like, I don't know if it's because she's newer or it's just her personality, but she brings so much energy. I'm like, oh, that's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Part of me is just like, oh, that's going to get killed and she's going to be like us.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I hope for her sake. I'm like, oh, it would. I mean, you know, whatever.
She's
whatever
young.
Happens. She's also but I'm young. Like, I'm tired thinking about things. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, there becomes a point, I think, both in comedy and in age where you're just kind of like, fuck it. Yeah. But it's good to see something that's encouraging me is that, you know, seeing women come on the scene and then staying on the scene.
Yeah,
because as we've discussed many times on here before, so many women come on the scene and then get hyper self-conscious and fall off the comedy scene. And yeah, and I think it's good that she is still after like 6-7 months now, she's still out there really not only doing it, but excited about doing it, because that's...
Yeah.
Not always the easiest thing. I think definitely. It helps youth definitely helps. Like, when you start young, you have still so much, like, optimism and...
Optimism, I'm just going to say, like, plain out, flat out energy.
Yeah, energy, time.
Like, just, yeah, literal.
Yeah. The other day I tweeted something about, like, because you didn't do this, and I'm not to say there's anything necessarily wrong with people who do this, but it always cracks me up when people are like, I have 18 months until I turn 30. And it's like, this is not a terminal disease. Like, you're not, this is not a...
Yeah, so fuck everyone who's already there, I guess.
Well, and like, the thing is, it's like, it's literally, it's been my experience. I mean, it's not to say like it's not different, because it is, but...
Yeah, well, it's the milestone, for sure.
It is. It's just the whole, like, countdown to 30 thing seems so silly to me, because especially, like, the first half of your 30s is really not dramatically different from,
yeah,
like...
It feels the same so far.
Yeah, like, I mean, the only thing I notice that are different is I need to sleep more, take more Advil, and I can afford to pay off my credit cards. Like, that's it.
Yeah,
those are the only differences I notice between 20s and 30s, really, when you don't have kids, is, like... It doesn't. I mean, that doesn't change a whole hell of a lot about your life. So,
right. Well, as a recent
30 changer
member of the club,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was gonna be a bigger deal, I guess. Or I almost like felt like I should be freaking out more, and yeah. I'm like, I don't.
That's exactly what
care, I guess.
Yeah.
I like I said it before, but like I'm just aging into my personality. I'm like an old ornery person. I'm like, oh, okay, now it just makes even a little more sense. The fact that I am the way that I am.
Yeah,
some people solve the puzzle.
Well, and you and I were talking too about earlier about performing at this age. And on one hand, it's like you see all these people that are in their like early 20s, even late teens, doing like trying to yeah. do the same thing, like on the same track, and you get mm-hmm. a little like, oh fuck, like should I have, like if I wasted 20 years, should I have started this earlier, sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like, oh, is there even a point now,
right? But then on the other hand, I don't know, man, like to me personally, and this is something that like Bryan Cranston and other people have said, like you don't really know who the hell you are until you start to get into your 30s and you establish yeah. all these things like confidence and awareness and mm-hmm. Your priorities just change, you know what I mean? And
yeah, and that's obviously not to say that like people who know what they want when they're younger, like they don't also have some of those things or all of those things or anything like
right.
that. But I don't know, sometimes it's in my opinion, it's almost like you get a little more secure, you're a little more chill, you're
I mean,
a little less affected by the drama.
Exactly, and that was something I was talking about with a friend of mine in acting class, is that, you know, I think, because she was talking about how she went to film school right out of undergrad, right? And even then, you're still in your early 20s, and she said, mm-hmm. like, she was just so distracted by, like, hooking up with people in film school, the drama and the fallout from hooking up with people in film school. And especially when you're dealing with like actors, like by nature, there's just a lot of sort of clicky, you know, superficial, you know, levels to it.
For sure.
And when you get into your, you know, 30s, not only is it one of those things that like, for me, I don't ever even want to, like, make it about, like, oh, I'm above that sort of thing. No, I'm just fucking tired. Like, I'm so tired. Like, I don't have...
It's like you don't care.
You can't have the energy.
You just don't care.
You have to allocate your energy. Well,
yeah, and it, like you were saying, your priorities are just different.
Yep.
Like, it just doesn't bug you like it used to. Because I feel like you, as much as necessarily, not necessarily, like, you're set in your ways, you also realize that about other people. Mm-hmm. So, like, that takes a load off, too. Because when you're younger, you're like, well, maybe they'll be different, or maybe this or that. And then when you get older, you're just kind of like, ah, now I'm the way I am. They're the way they are.
Yep, yep.
And who gives a fuck?
You stop needing to try to change people's minds all the time, and... Like, that's one of the hardest things I think about the internet right now, is that you really don't, when you're looking at people objectively writing things, have any idea how old they are. So in your mind, you're like, what's wrong with this person? Why do they think, like, arguing about this is going to change anything? And then you realize, oh, this person's, like, 19, and they think, like, they've got it all figured out, and that this is the way life is, and they don't understand that, like, no amount of yelling on the internet is going to change people's opinions.
Or they're a weird old white dude, like, in there.
Yes, well, that's true. I mean, but as I think biology has established, older white dudes of any age, older dudes and dudes in general, just don't ever seem to mature to the level of, like, you know, I don't...
Isn't that, like, you know, this is, like, the show Arrested Development, but isn't that, like, where the term comes from? It's, like...
Arrested Development.
People who get stuck at a certain level of maturity and they never go past that.
And there's different things that can cause it, you know? Like, I think, like, people who get married or into long-term relationships really young, like, the thing I always see, and I think I had a lot of this, too, is that, you know, if you start dating the person you end up with at 18... and then you get divorced at 35, like, you have no concept at that point of how to, like, date as an adult or, like, you know, handle relationships as an adult. So you have, like, that arrest development.
Or, yeah, you don't know yourself as, like, a single person as an adult, you know? Like, you, I don't know. There's nothing against, I have several friends who ended up marrying their high school sweethearts and everything. And so it's, I mean, it's not a knock. Because then, but to them, that's almost different, because then sometimes that's you guys, like, growing up together,
right?
You know, like, that's not necessarily, like, they still waited until they were, like, late 20s and early 30s to get married and whatnot, so it's not like they were rushing into anything.
Sure, yeah,
but, you know, it's also there's something to be said for that, because that's one kind of cool experience you can have. But another one is getting to know yourself as, like, an independent human being.
Yep, absolutely. And that's, I think, a huge piece of when you get into things like entertainment, is being able to be secure enough within yourself to, like, the security and the energy are, like, two things for me that would not have existed until I got into my mid-30s. So, like, I wouldn't have been successful at, like, you know, acting or comedy or any of that until I got to that point. So,
well, yeah, and then can afford to take classes.
Exactly.
And stuff, you know, without having to, like, you know, I don't think it's necessary, like, some people talk about it, but, like, that you have to experience, like, the struggle of it. Be like, or I'm just good now, and my job pays well enough, so I can do these things and not be stressed out.
Exactly, because I've talked about how, like, sometimes that hunger is what drives people, and they need it. Like, they need it to become successful.
Yeah, some people need it, and they're good at using it.
Yep.
Totally fine.
Yep. But I think, for me, desperation just lends itself to bad choices, so...
Oh, I will spiral.
yeah, exactly.
Spiral down.
Yeah, exactly.
Real down.
Yeah. So I need to be comfortable in every other aspect of my life in order to, like, properly focus on, you know, one
thing. Yeah, take all that manic energy and put it somewhere
else. So, shouts to people like Katie, who can be really confident and good at what they do at a still quite young age.
I wouldn't know what I want.
Exactly. Our next guest that we had on the show was Brian Avery, and that was fun. He talks about being aggressively average. From,
my mom rescued him, but a little girl owned him beforehand and named him Moose.
Aww.
So she kind of stuck the name.
That's so cute. I've never seen a dachshund with, like, two-tone ears like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing with the long-haired. For some reason, they get that. Because there's the short hair, the long hair, and the wired. And for some reason, every time I see a long-haired one, it's just the ears, though.
Weird. They got, like, a wig on or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Dachshunds wear weeds. You heard it here first.
starting a conspiracy. Dachshunds wear weave.
Yeah. Long haired dachshund my ass.
I know. They're just regular
fake,
dachshunds.
It's fake. And we're going to pull the whole thing wide open.
They're charging you 8 times more for the dog with the weave.
Yeah.
My my sister-in-law has she had two. The long-haired one passed away. And now she just has the regular, I don't know what you call them, like brown, tan, whatever they are. Like, he's a short-haired wiener dog. And his name is Carl, and I love it.
Carl.
My favorite pet name of all
That's
time.
Funny.
Okay, you going to behave? Be good.
This episode is just going to be Brian's default setting is yelling at his dogs.
Actually, the first episode of the sports show that we tried to do was I added it was brought to you or is in studio dogs. I was just like filmed in front of a live studio dogs.
Yeah. In front of a live dog studio audience.
Filmed in front of a live studio audience. Yep.
I knew she was going to get there at some point.
DJ Jess bringing the puns. All right. So what did you want to do as your default setting?
All right, well, I have a couple. Let me see if I can turn. There we go. Got it up a little louder. I came up with personality chameleon and aggressively average.
I love aggressively average.
I feel like we could combine those into a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I love aggressively average as, like, a topic just because people are going to be like, what the fuck is that? And they're going to
Well, first off, alliteration. Second off.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
Alliteration is my cocaine. So I think we should do that, but I definitely want to talk about the personality chameleon thing because I think I have that, actually. Like, I'm...
Okay.
I've been accused of that.
Yeah, I'm 100%. And I will actually do it. It's like a human thing, too, where we start talking like the people around us, too, and I'm real bad about that. So...
Yes.
Like, different groups of people, and then you just start... I remember in high school, some girl called me out on it. She's just like, you act different around different groups of people. And I'm like, well, they're different people.
Yeah. And that's
and
pretty
I
much
still what remember.
Well,
so apparently,
I literally think it's an evolutionary trait. Like, I literally think that's what we are evolved to do to fit in with, like, groups of people in society so that we will, like, you know, procreate and they won't kick us
that
out.
That was Brian Avery talking about.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, he was a good guest. I liked having him on.
Moose.
Oh, I think Moose is sick. He has been posting about it this week. Yeah, I know.
Everybody. It's a good thing, good thoughts about Moose.
Yeah, send Moose good vibes. I think, they had to take him to the vet, and Brian posted something about they didn't get great news, but that they weren't giving up on Moose, so...
Only happy updates.
I know. But sometimes here at the default setting, reality hits home. Like I said...
It's too real, man.
Hopefully this will be a good opportunity for us to all wish Moose a speedy recovery, and hopefully he gets better. But yeah, no, Brian was super fun to have on. I think we just kind of yelled about dogs and their podcast and
yeah,
that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, that was a lot of
the whole time.
A lot of yelling.
Shouts to
James popped in at the end of that one.
James did pop in. That was actually really fun. James perfectly segued into his episode, which we'll talk about here and momentarily. James is the longest pregame podcast clip I think we have. It's like 10 minutes or something.
Oh, really?
Well, like I said, I'm going to cut some of it if you want me to, because you get artistic license. But yes, Brian's episode was super fun. I like their podcast. I feel bad. Drinks with Larry has been off the air for a little bit. And
I was still on hiatus.
I'm hoping everyone's okay. Yeah, they came back with an episode a couple weeks ago, and then they've been off the last couple of weeks, so...
Well, this is Larry's moving or something.
Larry's in the middle of moving, so I'm hoping that's mostly just it's that. I know he is also not feeling well, but I love that show.
That's understandable.
And I'm always
sad. So if you like the Drinks with Larry podcast, it's good behind the scenes shooting the shit about that.
Yeah, lots of shooting the shit about Drinks with Larry. It's such a good podcast, and I feel bad because you can clearly tell, like, they want to win. They get nominated every year for the Cleveland Comedy Awards, and... Mm-hmm. They want to win so badly, and they haven't won yet. And
I mean, in all fairness, there's only two.
There's two. It's true.
Yeah, there are
only been two so far.
Two awards there, whatever.
Yeah, so but they want it. They want it badly. And not to say that we don't want it, but...
Well, I feel bad because I'm like, well, that is nice, and you... I wish we could all win, but then it wouldn't be special, and I have a pony in this race, so I would win all the time forever.
Hey, pony in the race, did you see that horse got disqualified from the Kentucky Derby yesterday?
I heard people in a bar yelling about it, but I didn't watch it at all.
I guess it's, like, the first time in, like, almost, what, 200 years they've been having this race that, like, anything like that's really happened.
Why did it get disqualified? What did it do? Did it cheat? Did someone give it a scorecard? They whisper something?
Well, like, so one happened? Year, I guess, they have had disqualified in the past after they discovered performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, that makes sense.
But that wasn't this year. What happened this year was that, you know, the horses are supposed to stay in their lanes, and this horse did not. And
is it just a straight race, or doesn't it go around the thing?
It's a track.
I thought that they all kind of get together. Like, don't they all clump up and stuff?
It's a track, but they have to stay in their lanes is the thing. There's very definitive, like, lines around the track, and you have to stay. Because ultimately, when you're dealing with horses, you know, if another horse runs into your horse's lane, like, it's still a horse, and it's going to be like, what the fuck? Get out of my way. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to know how to adjust.
I thought, like, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking of TV or movies or something, or maybe it's just other horse races that aren't the Kentucky Derby. Mm. It seemed like they all kind of clump up and, like, weave and cut around each other.
I mean, I think it looks like that, but those lanes are so close together. Like, you know what I
maybe
mean?
That's
like,
it. It could be that. I could be horse ignorant.
They could... horse ignorant.
I'm horse race... ignorant. And I can admit that about myself. I'm such a good person. Like, oh god, humble as fuck. I don't know a lot about horse races, guys.
No, but like, I think even when they all clump up, they're still technically supposed to be in the lines of their lane. And when they reviewed it, and it took a while to review because I don't think it was extremely obvious, they think when they were reviewing all the angles, they saw that the one horse was just he was just edging over into other people's, like, he was crossing the line of the lane or whatever, and it was interfering with other horses, and ultimately that's the thing that gets you DQ'd, is that you cannot cross that
not great
lane line control. Yeah, and so
should install that stuff they have on cars that keeps you in your lane.
Yeah
one of the commercials. Download that in your horse.
My Subaru Forester had that lane assistance.
So get your horse some lane assistance.
Where it beeps you. Well, here's the thing, though. By the time it beeps you, you're already DQ'd because you went into the lane. So
okay, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to solve this
problem. I know. Just, I don't know.
Start a charity. these super rich. I left the TV on for the dog earlier when we left, and when I came back, it was like some kind of like horse games or whatever. That's like for the, like, and now ends the dressage section. It's nothing but commercials for like the Land Rover and or Range Rover and like Rolex and shit.
I know, right? It's like all fancy white rich people shit.
Super swanky crap. And I'm like, no, let's start a charity. Teach horses lane control.
Aw, yeah.
We need our help, folks. Call in now.
I think a few years back there was a scandal because they found that the guy had, like, in his, like, riding crap, he had, like, an electric shocker thing that was, like, zapping the horse. I mean, like, for horses, the thing is, horses have extremely thick hides. So,
well, I mean, they're big, and I guess, you know.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, the argument, you know, I think those are illegal because it technically motivates them more to go faster because, you know, they're getting zapped versus just smacked. So, so I think there might have been.
I'm not here to kink shame a horse or
anything. I mean, I don't think
seems
the horses
are inappropriate
into it. They were just, you know, they just kind of were like, oh, fuck, I better run faster. And I think that was a problem. So I think that was the last time there was any controversy. I feel bad, though, because, like, the guy who, like, ended up winning on technicality was like, well, because he's got to go to, like, Belmont Stakes now, and he's got to go to, like, whatever the other Triple Crown one is. And he's just like, well, I guess we're going to just have to try really hard. Like, you know?
Yeah, but, like, we weren't counting on this.
Right. Like, all right. I mean, he came second, so it wasn't like, you know, he was, like, completely out of it. But at the same time, he's like, well, I guess we just have to try harder for the next one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like...
That kind of sucks, too, because if after they do... Did they already, like, announce the other one as the winner first?
They did.
So they got all that cool adrenaline. Right. They got the whole crowd. They got the first... So, I mean, I'm sure he's still happy to have won because it's better than not winning.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, you missed, like, the, like, seminal, like, big moment.
Right. Exactly.
Like, someone else got it.
Exactly.
I'm sure they got it taken away, which also sucks. But, like, that's, I don't know. I don't, I'd be bummed. I'm having horse empathy. The horse isn't here. Why am I feeling these people are so rich?
Oh, my God. I remember one year the horse that won immediately, like, while, like, she was running the race, I think broke her leg or something. So immediately after she won, they had to euthanize it.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that and just, like, I was already drunk, which was the problem, but, but also, like, I was just like, bah! You know what I mean? Because, like,
they killed that
sucks. Yeah, that's it. It sucks to have to put, like, big, beautiful animals, like, to death.
Right, just because they break their leg, like, don't we have the technology?
I know. That's the problem, is just, like, because they're, like, 3,000-pound animals and all they do is stand, like, it's just, it's probably...
They fixed elephant legs. Elephants, there's been, like, elephants...
Really?
...who had, like, a leg missing,
oh,
and they put a prosthetic on them. They did!
I never heard this! Oh, that's amazing!
But maybe, I don't know, maybe horses are different because they always stand and...
Yeah. Well...
I mean, I think elephants, for the most part, are, I don't know.
You'd think that, right?
What's the difference between an elephant and a horse?
A trunk and about 5,000 pounds, I imagine.
It seems like it would make it more complicated.
You'd think that, but...
Just give the horse a little stump. Like, I don't know.
Peg leg. Horse peg leg.
Yeah, now he's a pirate horse.
I know, and that's the thing. It goes into, like, this whole thing, too, about, like, is it just that they don't want to invest the money because they're fucking rich and, you know, like, I don't know.
It's like, yeah, they'll be like, we'll just get a new
this horse.
We'll
yeah, this horse is no longer useful to us, so, like, you know, what's the point sort of thing.
We'll buy a bunch of horse semen and make a new one.
New horse jizz. That's something we haven't talked about on here before. So we're breaking new ground with topics today.
We're groundbreaking
horse
people.
Horse jizz.
Yeah, name another podcast.
Where you talk about horse jizz.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I'm not going to listen to
that. I bet there probably is podcast. I'm sure. I'm actually sure now that there are entire podcasts devoted to horse jizz.
Oh, probably to, like, horse of, what do you call it? Like, breeding and
horse
whatnot.
Horse of equophiles?
It could, equophiles.
I'm wondering how real these things are, that, like, you can just put, like, the Latin prefix and then the Latin suffix for lover on the end of it.
Yeah.
And just...
Or it's like a, do you ever, you know, like, the My Little Pony guys, and they call
the
them
bronies. The bronies.
Yeah, there's the episode of Bob's Burgers where it's like the equestronauts, and then all the guys, they call them equestricles.
Equestricles!
Craig,
holy shit, I never even thought of that.
Right.
We had...
But maybe the people who breed the horses, they're so rich, they don't know podcasts, because it's free, and they don't like it.
Well, they're probably all old, too, so...
Yeah. All they do is they just fly in their private planes to just go literally talk to each other about it.
That's it. Like, somebody, I think David Horning made the good point yesterday, too. Like, not that this is entirely the same, but it's like, you know, like, all these wealthy-ass white people are like, yay, you know, racing horses. And he's like, now we go next to the exact same sport, only with dogs, and people beat the dogs. And, like, everyone somehow thinks that's, you know, terrible. But you know what I mean? Like, not to get all PETA about it, but, you know, there is sort of something to be said for, like, competing animals against one another. And, like, at what point do you draw the line, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, at what point, how much are they being, like, abused or something?
Right. Like, part of me was just kind of like, okay, that's a little extreme, but then at the same time, it's like, is it, though? It's not really that entirely different. I don't know. I mean, I used to have fun because a friend of mine used to have, like, a fancy-ass, like, derby party every year, and that was kind of fun just because you could, like, wear a fancy hat.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fun to get dressed up and drink. Like, I'm down for that most days.
Right.
But, you know. Yeah. Wait, so you're talking about, like, what the reason is.
Right. Just be
using animals.
Yeah.
Not that they are or aren't. I don't know.
I mean,
you know, that does put a bit of a damper on it.
I think they're becoming more humane. Like, people are definitely spending more effort now to make sure that horses are being treated humanely, and, like, you know, these aren't just wealthy white people who just don't give a shit that these are all expendable things. But
I'm sure there's better and more regulations now than there were.
Especially since I think her name was Eight Bells, like, that was the one who won, but then they had to euthanize her, like, immediately after the race. That I think definitely they made huge, much bigger strides to, like, ensure that kind of shit doesn't happen. And I think a lot of it too has to do with, like, track conditions and, you know, all that stuff too. So horses, I feel bad for them just because they're designed to, like, not, you know what I mean? Like, their entire bodies are, like,
98% of their weight, and then they're on these little toothpick strong legs. Yeah, exactly. So like they're almost designed not to lat when you know I mean because the thing is horses love to run. Like I mean it's not like it's not like you're forcing them to do something they don't love.
Maybe that's part of it. Like when you can't if a horse if they get a broken leg or something, because unlike elephants or dogs or something, they couldn't gimp.
Right.
They couldn't gimp on three legs.
Right. Right, there's just so much
weight. I've never seen a three-legged horse.
I remember there was one.
Why do they always seem to specifically talk about shooting a horse when its leg breaks? Mm. But you wouldn't shoot a dog if its leg broke. Right.
Well, I mean, people have, but you shouldn't.
Well, that's rude.
Zoe Olsen's head will just, like, slowly sad pop up into the screen.
You said what? No, she's sleeping behind me, and she's having a dream where she's, like, running or something. Her legs are just, like, twitching, like, on my back.
I love when they dream. It's so cute. They run. Yeah, so horses are cool.
Yeah, we just talked a lot about
we gotta horses. Figure out a way to get a bionic horse leg. Transition. Then everything will be better with horse racing. Mm-hmm. Although horse racing, horse racing could be fucking cool as shit if they all had bionic legs. Like that, what's that murderer guy, Oscar Pistorius or whatever, he had a bionic leg, and he was in regular Olympics, and he did really well until he murdered everybody, and then...
Until he murdered his girlfriend.
Yeah, and then that was not as good, but...
provided there's so many podcasts, like, I like true crime podcasts that talk about that shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking messed up. I'm like, no, I think he might have been a psycho.
I think if a horse does not murder anybody, it should still be able to run in the Kentucky Derby with a bionic leg. Mm-hmm. There, I said it. Don't at me.
Oh, wow. We're taking a strong
stance on
the default setting.
I know.
Horses with fake legs who are not murderers.
I know. It's very...
Should be allowed to run, and we're sticking with that.
It's a controversial issue in our society, I know, right now, but it needed to be addressed.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah, it needed to be addressed. Hey, another guy who is not afraid to address hot topics is James Earl Brassfield, a.k.a. Jeb. We had him on to talk about his default setting of Special.
It is 6:30. What, 3 hours from now?
Yeah. 3 hours behind.
In the past. That's fine. You're in the future.
Yeah, let me tell you. Oh, my God. You didn't hear. Donald Trump announced the draft is back.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, it's only women, though.
Oh, no. Good thing I'm old as fuck.
How old are you?
37.
Oh, you're still in.
What's the cutoff? Like 40? 40's the cutoff?
40's the cutoff.
See, I feel like it would be the reverse. Like, everyone who's still at their childbearing years, they want to keep here and, like, crank out babies. And then when you hit 40, they send you off to war because you can't.
That's ridiculous.
You're useless to us now.
Is there any way you could towel off? Is it going to be moist the whole time?
It's gonna moist. Be yeah, I'm going to be... I'm glowing.
Glow off, queen.
Just be glad, like, you know, we haven't invented, like, smell-o-vision yet, because I haven't showered, so. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good.
My back's hurt. Oh,
yeah, no. He hurt his back.
What'd you do, Liz?
Just blew out his back. Whatever.
Trying some freaky shit.
I tried to do the Japanese Titantron. I'm not a young man anymore.
The what?
Japanese Titantron?
What the fuck is that?
You know what it is.
I was going to say three letters took you to your final resting place, but we had a debate about this the other day as far as... Okay, so there's this whole debate whether the three letters are S-E-X or H-I-V.
It's H-I-V.
Is that
it's
what it
HIV.
Was? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because... So, okay, so here was the argument someone was trying to make was that the sex was just too rough and it killed him, not the H-I-V. So
it's not that That's kind not of possible, song. No.
The trick is, as a black person, I can tell you that she was describing HIV.
Got it.
And TLC are involved in large puns of safe sex. I don't know if you guys were aware of that.
When that song came out, I think I was 12, so I kind of only like vaguely knew about safe sex.
I used to thought they were saying "Go Go Jason Waterfalls," so. That's what I thought they were saying when I was a kid. I'm like, I like the song. Go, go, Jason Waterfalls. He was a Power Ranger or something.
That's what I was going to say. Were they a Power Ranger?
Jason Waterfalls.
Oh, my God. I love this. I love this so much.
Place and waterfall.
We should. Wild, we need to have like a double date podcast, and like Adam can just sit in, and we can all yell all over each other.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be real weird. I was gonna say we could do it when I come home, but he's not coming. I'm just coming, so we'll have to. I can be the awkward third wheel. That's not a big deal.
Come on down.
Yo, this is awkward enough for all of us.
Thanks, Dick.
What? I'm the cool one.
I know. I told her. Did she tell
Where's
you?
Where's your sword
like,
at, bro?
I was like, James intimidates me with how cool he is. And I was like, you're probably thinking that I'm crazy and he's a giant dork. She's like, that's accurate. I was like, okay, good.
No, I'm not a fucking
He's
nerd.
Got a samurai sword.
Woo! So what? But it's like good. It's like actually usable. It's not like some tool.
He also has plastic toy weapons as well.
Nice.
Yeah, because I like to have a good fucking time, okay? What's wrong with that?
I'm a dork. You have more toys.
Shit. Toys are fun. How much fun do you have?
No. All the fun.
All the fun.
She's got toys of a different variety.
Dildos? Oh, big deal. I got my own
At least my toys are for adults.
I'm over that. I'm off dildos.
Yeah, yours doesn't vibrate, though.
It does.
We're learning things here. Learning lots of good things. Let's just make this a episode about your relationship.
Oh God,
we're not doing that. Are we recording now?
I mean, I'll cut this part out. So
yeah,
all right, good. You guys
don't
do like a
show.
What?
He's
a private citizen.
Oh yeah, this he's never listened. So
oh.
I'm a private citizen. I don't want there to be any references to collusion. I know Liz is gonna have a hard time being a professional.
I mean,
because he's such a cool man, but like.
You're just going to slowly push him out of the picture, like, just...
No, I was trying to... That was me not being professional.
Here, hey, also, I'll just see your hand, like, your arm doing this, like, just off camera.
Yeah.
Like, on You're the Worst, where he looks down and sees, like, the blanket moving. Like, the blanket's just moving like crazy.
Wait, this is just a good old-fashioned family show.
I
made him watch it.
You're the Worst?
Yes.
I haven't seen the last season yet. I'm like dying.
Neither have I. I've been kind of like waiting so it could just all come out so I can just binge it.
Yeah, it's a good idea actually. I'm dying though. I need to see it. Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
What's your default setting?
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry, these never listened.
No, you mentioned. I just wasn't sure if you.
My default setting?
Prefaced. Yeah. So what's like, what's a thing. And it can be, so there's a bunch of different things. Basically, the idea is that there's, like, a piece of you that's kind of, like, ever since you were, like, a kid, a baby, whatever. So it can be things like things you believe, your attitudes. It can be, like, a scar. Like, I had a guy do, like, color blindness. I've had people do, like, they were born with, like, a brain thing. I've had people be, like, Ryan was on and he did, I think it was pessimism. And then Mary Santora did optimism. You did depression. Shit like that.
Oh, well, my default setting is probably special.
Special?
I've been special my whole fucking life.
Special?
I'm not talking about no water hits.
No one's done that yet.
I'm not talking about no Baron Trumps either.
Waterheads. Oh, man. We're going to make it so that he's going to make it so we have to edit the shit out of this.
Yeah, episode. Have fun editing this.
We can't film it either. I don't have my makeup on.
It's in his contract.
I didn't get the writer prior to the recording, so.
Yeah,
I noticed because there's no M&M's.
I was going to say, you're gonna have brown M&M's. It's going to be like a whole thing.
You got Easter candy.
I don't care.
I just love Easter candy so much, and it's the same candy, but egg-shaped, and I can't explain why it's so much better.
It's different candy. It's like got the love of Christ in it.
The love of Christ. All right, we can Taste do special. We can totally talk about how you're special, if you want.
You know, the perception of specialness.
Perception of specialness.
I like to think I'm just a regular guy, but...
You're actually special?
There's special circumstances always.
Okay. We can talk about special. No one's done that yet, so.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm special.
Let's roll with it. I'm going to make sure I have my notes.
You have notes on me?
Notey notes. Yep, I sure do.
Like what?
Did my research. Oh, God.
You done been Googled, bitch. You got caught.
You got caught. Okay.
It's been a setup for this inside piece.
I know this has all been like it's like a fucking Maury episode. We're actually here to confront you about.
Tell us about your days as an anal princess.
All right, so we'll just go ahead and I'll do the greeting, and then we'll just resume this conversation. All right, that was James L. Brassfield, a.k.a. Jeb, a.k.a. Elizabeth's boyfriend.
Yeah, should we? I don't know, should ask, make sure?
Yeah,
that's fine. Should be the clips, make sure it's okay.
It's fine. Yeah, no, that's fine. You can just, this isn't going to air for a couple of weeks, so
yeah.
So you can just say, hey, we talked about the following things. Is there anything you don't want included in this episode? But yeah, that was him talking about his default setting special. Yeah.
Well, we'll just record this like we're assuming it. He was okay with it.
So. Yeah, we'll just assume. Why not?
Yeah, we'll assume the anal princess was just fine with that.
Anal yeah. princess.
You missed it. He said it on that.
No, I heard it.
There you go. I was going to say, I feel like we need to make it a bigger deal.
No, we do, actually. That's the other thing I love about going back and re-listening to some of the stuff, especially a couple of times, is like, you're like, oh, wait, someone just said, like, this thing that was totally not, yeah. like, regarded in any way.
We didn't pick it up, but we should.
Yeah, like, they put it down. We did not pick it up. So there's that. Yeah, he was fun. He's always a good time.
Yeah, I felt bad at one point a train went by.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I liked it.
He lives by the train.
It was really great. Cause, like,
oh, hold on. Train break. You know, it's like in Wayne's World.
Car! Game on! Yeah, that's literally what it was.
Train!
Game on!
Podcast on!
Train! Yeah, no, that was it was very good. Got to see you two in your natural habitat, which is near trains.
He pinched his sciatic nerve or something.
See better?
That's
good.
Better.
I see a Zoe ear.
But I've done it before too, so I was like, well, I know how much it hurts. Sucks.
Yeah, it's the worst.
But
no, I know what you mean, because that's pretty much where you do all your movement from, so when you move.
Yeah, it's a bee, man.
It's like a bee. Well, and like, I don't know if you've ever had it where, like, it feels like one of two things is going to happen, because this has been happening to me all week, where your back will hurt, but it's almost like it feels like it needs to be cracked. And then also, it's also like one of those things where it's kind of almost like, it doesn't hurt consistently. It's only like when you move a certain way.
Yeah, like you do like a little twist.
Right.
And then it's like a tweak or something.
Right. And then I have this thing, I don't know if it's common or not, where it feels like that, but it also is like manageable. Like right now it's manageable, but it feels like it's just on the precipice.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, at any time, you're just going to go, it's going to go over.
It's going to fall on like either spasm, or you're going to turn a certain way, and then you're just going to be like, ah, fuck me, my back hurts. Yeah. So that's what I've been having all week. I think what it is one of my acting classes right now, in one of my scenes, the guy, I have to go limp and the guy has to drag me. And I think that's what's causing that. Because, every once in a while I'll be fine, and then I'll, like, go to sit or turn a certain way, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then I just, like, have this moment where I'm like, fuck, I don't want to, like, turn the wrong way or something.
Yeah, but, like, no, one false move, and it's all over, man.
Yep.
That's not the part of sucks with the sciatic nerve part, because it can hurt, like, when you twist.
Yep.
Like, when you turn like that.
Yep.
So sometimes if I'm in bed, because it still hurts sometimes, if I'm in bed and I'm like, I really want to roll over, but I know it's going to hurt.
Yep.
Then it's like, what's a little stabbing pain so you could sleep on your side?
Because it's literally, like, the nerve between, like, your back and your lower back and your hips, which basically controls all of your movement, so.
Yeah.
Except for, like, your arms. It's
really fucking rude.
Yeah.
Apparently it happens mostly to people in their, like, their late 20s, 30s.
I was going to say, it's not necessarily an old age thing, because I remember getting that a lot in my late 20s, early 30s, was just sciatic.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe I was like 26 or 27 or something, and then I did it, and I'm like, holy shit, this hurts so bad, and why am I having to walk like at a right angle?
Yeah, it's
like all hunched over.
Yep. It's like the littlest things too, just like sleeping weird, or like it doesn't even really require.
Yeah, I think it was literally I slept funny.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I get neck things, like I tweak my neck sleeping weird, and my neck will hurt for like 3 damn days because I slept weird, and it's terrible.
I still have that sometimes, like, from that car accident stuff, like, that muscle. So, like, every once in a while, it'll be, like sleeping weird, or I turn my head, you know, if I'm driving, and I go to, like, check the blind spot or something, I'm like, oh, that wasn't good.
And that's, that sucks, too. That's gonna last. 'Cause, like, yeah, you'll turn, and, like, checking your blind spot is effectively what's saving you from causing, like, a five-car pileup, and then still your neck's like, ow, and I can't turn. It's like, that's great.
Why am I being punished for safety measures?
Well, and then it's like, that's great, neck, but I still really gotta turn my head to make sure.
Well, that's it. So then you do it, and you pull something, but you have to keep doing it.
Exactly. You can't just not check my blind spot now, even though
I've done that where it, like, hurts so bad that I was, like, going on a hope and a prayer in my mirrors. And I'm just like, I can't.
Doing the sign of the cross. Cross, like, okay, God.
Yeah, like, for the love of God, please don't throw me anyone there, because I will die.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's why, like, I actually kind of wonder how, like, a lot of people with various handicaps where they don't have full motion, like, if they just have, like, a series of mirrors in their car that helps them, like, see that kind of stuff, or...
And if they do, let's get everybody those mirrors.
Yeah.
So they can ignore them, too.
Why not? I mean, I don't know.
They can just fucking... People don't look.
People don't look, man. And that's what's terrifying. Look.
There was someone... they hit my friend, like, because they merged right on top of them and, like, almost totaled their car.
It's no good.
It's messed up because they just didn't look in their blind spot.
Right. Yep. Nope. And I also, there's this thing, too, where, like, I'm never sure if people are checking their blind spots, so sometimes if someone's kind of just, like, starting to get over, but...
Yeah, I hesitate.
Right. Well, and, like, sometimes I see people starting to get over, and maybe they're fully aware of my existence, but if I even see them moving that direction, I'll, like, lay on my horn, and I'm like, I don't want to be an asshole, but I have no idea if you're going to stop or not.
If you're on the highway, you don't have, like, a ton of time to, like, just trust them.
Right.
Well, that's, like, I'll have to, like, if I'm switching lanes, like, I give it, like, an extra, just, like, a second or two before I get over, because I'm like, all right, because if the person who's also on the other side of that lane decides to just swing over and they don't see you attempting to get over, then you're gone.
Exactly. Yep. Today's episode has been brought to you by Highway Safety and checking your blind spot. Please always make sure to check your blind spot.
Do it.
So this is our last clip show for now, as far as I know. Mostly because I've lost all the other clips to play. So it's not that we don't love you other guests that we've had on the show. It's just that these are the only clips that I happen to have because the clips are a billion gajillion gigabytes and my computer doesn't hold that many. So I only held like the last 8 ones. So this has nothing to do with favoritism and all to do with Jess's inability
to save. We'll get there. We'll restock. As we have more guests.
We'll stockpile.
Who knows? Maybe we'll have repeat guests on, and then...
They can talk about their new default settings.
Like, what's up now, bitches?
Yeah, like, what was it? What do they do when they go back and revisit, like, old, like, contestants or things from, like, old makeover episodes? Where are they now?
Where are they now?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we could even, if we kept them short or something, we could have, like, a whole... Like a show with like maybe three people.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the other thing too. Is I keep pitching online. Like, hey,
we'll just make new.
Does someone please want to be on our show? And like, what's funny is it's really hard to get new guests. But I've had like at this point, this is like our almost 60th episode. So we've had like 60 people on the show. And what's funny to me is like the same 10 keep coming back and be like, I'll be on your show. I'm like, no, I already had you on the show. I need someone like, we need different, but yes.
You always know so many cool people.
Oh, like, thanks.
Bringing those people that I've never met and the like people who aren't like directly on the comedy scene.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But they do things that are, you know, creative adjacent. I'm like, oh, man, I've never met them before. This sounds super cool.
Well, and probably what's going to happen is, what's funny is I thought I was going to start having more people from out here that I'm meeting to have on the show because, you know, they're actors and writers and interesting people as well. But I found out this week that this is a very, and I mean, it seems obvious, but like, this is a very transient city. I actually lost 3 friends that I had out here this week to just moving. Because they
already?
Just, yeah, I know. Because
that's crazy.
Well, 2 of the people I knew.
Where are they going?
So there was a couple that I knew because the one girl I used to work with in Columbus, and then she and her husband moved out here, and he worked for SpaceX, and he actually still works for SpaceX, but they're moving to Seattle to work up there.
Oh, okay.
And then one of my friends that I made in acting class, she, this is probably to be expected, but she kind of had a bit of an emotional breakdown, as actors often do, and she decided she couldn't be here anymore, so she moved back home. So as soon as I actually build up a base of people who plan on staying...
You're going to find one that sticks.
Yes, we'll find a couple that stick. And that's the thing, too. I keep kind of casually mentioning in conversation with these people, like, hey, I've got a podcast, and I'm just waiting for, like, you know, the narcissism to kick in and be like, oh, really? Do you want to talk to me? And no one's done it yet. So now I'm going to have to start asking, like, hey, can you please be on my podcast? We're award-winning. It's just that... For whatever reason, I've had probably 88 conversations in the last 2 weeks with people who are, like, interested, and then they never get back. So, comedians, though, am I right?
Like, we hook them. We can't reel them in.
Can't reel them in. Honestly, though, it's only your fault if you don't want to be on this show, because we're award-winning, and we have literally fives of people who listen to us, and you could be promoting yourself to...
Tens of fives,
to be... Tens of fives. We have a bunch of average-looking people that are listening to our podcast. They're all fives.
But they clearly have really good taste.
They have great taste in podcasts. Liz, is there anything you want to promote social media-wise?
I don't know. I think my Instagram's just Elizabeth Seaman. Elizabeth Seaman. S-E-M-A-N.
Carrot Pants.
Go find Carrot Pants.
Carrot Pants. SX1 Entertainment. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. By the time this airs, I'm guessing that our show on May 19th will have already happened. If it hasn't yet happened yet, May 19th, Skidmark Garage, 7 p.m., free admission, Couch Gag Showcase. If it has already happened, it will probably be June 16th at 7 p.m., Skidmark Garage, Couch Gag Showcase. I want to thank OK Pants for doing our logo, and Above Below Entertainment for being our network. Okay, love you, bye. Bye. Turn around, don't